The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes Sif Yudalid teaches us Chutei Hatzitzis Hatzitza. The Tzitzis Tzrichlius Shizurim, they have to be woven. What that means is that each strand of Tzitzis is made up of eight small thin strands that are woven together, that are woven, and that's what's known as Kofel Shmoina. From Eza Chut Nifrat Mishizurasoi, and if it starts to fall apart, as a kolapard, whatever is not properly woven together, nechshav kila niktzas, the halacha views it as it doesn't exist, it's not there. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as we just said, that each strand is kofel shmoina. So if six of the eight are still intact, he says that doesn't mean that it's undone. The way to prevent it from fraying, I saw the Pais can give two options. One is to either glue the bottom together or to make a knot at the bottom. The issue with making a knot at the bottom means, as we've learned in our previous shiurim, how many knots the tzitzis are supposed to be made out of. Here, you're adding to the knots. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, is concerned about that way of solving or correcting this problem. There are those that feel that it's not an issue. And I saw another opinion that if you make those knots on the bottom, when you originally tied the tzitzis, it's less of a concern. Sif tezvav tal shesh by tzitzis. If you have a tal skuddle that has tzitzis on it, the nechlak, the shnei chalakim, then it was split into two. Kamo shishchich bahabi talasis shalonu, as is common, says the Kutz Shnarch in his time with their talasis, shemechabars mishnei chalokim, they're made up out of two pieces of material. Umbefam rafidim ha'isam, and sometimes they separate these two pieces, kedei l'chapsa, in order to wash it, or l'sakno, to fix it. Vachka choizrin mechabin ha'isam b'tfir, and then they sew those two pieces together. Kirin mistam yesh by chalchel kedei l'satabai, since each piece is large enough to be a kosher tzitzis. A cane, when you split it, when you divide it, then you should put tzitzis on two of the portions that you've split. Then you'll have a kosher talus. Lacha shechaber as a talus. Then take off the tzitzis from one of those two sections, and then wash them or whatever. And then when you sew them together, yachsev yichshren, then you should tie them again. V'tayv l'hachem l'chatchila, and that's, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the best thing to do. Avam en chol chelik b'chneyatz m'gdeles asapai. If each section is not large enough, or the same thing comes up, that if you have a talus cotton that gets ripped, and it's not large, it's not anymore kosher, beg it for tzitzis, then the halachah tzarich lahasa kol tzitzis, you have to remove all the tzitzis from the four corners. Mishum kishnispar do chalokim, when this happens, kol chelik metzitzis, where each nifta kol chelik metzitzis, each section is no longer considered a garment that's chayiv and tzitzis. Lachash shuv neschabru, but then when you reconnect them, neschayiv metzitzis, and not a chayiv metzitzis, if the original placing of the tzitzis will remain there, so then we'll have an issue that we've discussed previously, the issue of tasu v'loi mina'osui, that the tzitzis have to be put on after you have a kosher beged, not prior. And if the beged divided into two, one is large enough to be a tzitzis, to be a kosher beged, but the other section is not large enough, yosser at tzitzis, remove the tzitzis, mechelik ze shem bekedei ituf, from the section that is not large enough. The Marsham already discusses in a tshuva, what is the halacha if some people, as they want to wash their talus and the tzitzis, are concerned that the tzitzis will get ruined through the washing process, and that's why they sort of undo the corner, which we're going to be speaking about soon, and stick the tzitzis into that. And he says that that is not considered having disqualified the tzitzis, and he says that therefore that would be acceptable. Sift hazayin, im nechtach or nikrva konof, if the corner got cut off or ripped, the nifrit legami min a talus, and it's disconnected from the talus, vein b'chatichazu shlusha godlim or shlusha godlim, and it's not the size of three godlim by three godlim, yesh oim shechatichazu, this, there are those that hold that this piece of material, ach filo ach shetofra heitav la talus, even after you properly reconnect it to the talus, pasula mlata batzitzis, became disqualified to put tzitzis on it. The kivin, shame by gudma gudma gudla gudlam, since it doesn't have the proper shear of three gudlam by three gudl, ain't a less shame begad. V'mschab the talus, and therefore even if it gets reconnected to the talus, the chshev kapruda, it always remains separate. V'yesh lahach mekein, al-chadchila therefore says the Ketzishchonor, one should not do this. Avlam ain't a nifrid legamri min atalus, if it's not completely disconnected, kivin shenishim mechubamat, since it's somewhat connected, may elos atfira, sewing it back on, is satisfactory, sheinech shebechlal talus, that should be considered part of the talus. The tzitzis, shiyata by achat tfira, and tzitzis that would be put into this corner afterwards, aksheris. V'noagin litvar chatichas begin b'kafi atalus, the minig is to put a piece of material on the corner of the talus, mishum de behab v'godim, Many talesim, I feel a chadoshim, the talesim they had in those times, yesh ben chetiches mechubaros, they were made up of patchwork, pieces of material, and the pieces of material, maybe, ein ben gimel al gimel, aren't large enough that they should be considered a proper size of a garment for the corner. L'chein, noisim mokum atalos atzitzis, that's why they make sure to put on the corner a piece of material, chetiches shel gimel al gimel, that's 3x3 gdolim. Siv Zayin, Yeshem Shemekol Shatah Shel Kanaf, Shiroi La'atel Shemes HaTzitzis, that in the entire area of the corner where we're going to be put on the tzitzis, that in Memola Kesh HaGodl, Misfas Talos HaGidloilim, from the area of one gdol above the border until 3 gdolim, Le'yeshem Shum Tfar, there shouldn't be any stitching, Afilu mashu, even the slightest stitching should not be there, made out of bechut, made out of thread, shayroi lasim chutin keil tzitzel talzu, that could be used to make a talus. Kigoin, em a talus of pishtin, if you have a linen talus, lo yitva sham bechutei pishtin, don't sew there with linen threads, rep bechutei meshi kidoima. Em a talus of meshi, if it's silk, lo yitvena bechutei meshi, don't use silk thread. But a talus shel tzemer, if it's a wool talus, lo yitfrena b'chutei tzemer, don't use wool threads. Ela b'shamashi, only silk threads u'kedoyma. V'yach l'hachm v'zeh, it says the Ketzishnorach, one should be careful, gam be'imrish ois and sovav anekov, the stitching that they put around the hole, l'chaskoy, to make sure it's strong and it doesn't rip, should also have, should not be made out of the same material as the talus. Because that, furthermore, says the Kutcher Shulchan Aruch, that's only if the talus is white and you're using thread that's white. Ein arak b'chut lovin, only if you're using white thread. Al b'chut tzavua, if you're using colored thread and you have a white talus, ein lochush. Sif yuches. Im rotz al hasa tzitzis min a talus, if you want to take the tzitzis off the talus, kidei litlus boi tzitzis acheris, in order to use them in order to put on other tzitzis, yoysi yofis, which are nicer, oi, b'nei shenifzak echem and achutim, one of the tzitzis got ripped, v'roetz litla shlemis, and you want to have perfectly fine tzitzis, apishigam harishonis adayin kshayris, even though technically the first tzitzis that you still have on there are kosher, become akum mutter, what you're doing is permissible. Kivin shame mevatals a talus min a tzitzis. It's not like you're going to make this talus not be used for tzitzis anymore. Vad rabba, your goal is yitla by tzitzis yoyse yofis. You want to put on nicer tzitzis. V'yei nizer, but be careful, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, shlo yashlich es rishonis lamokim b'zoyin, not to throw the tzitzis into a place where it won't be treated with the proper respect. The Chaya Adam discusses that the Prima Godim says, that the Taz says, that to cut off kosher tzitzis is a question. You've taken kosher tzitzis and you're making them pasul. And therefore, the right thing to do, according to Prima Godim, is to untie the tzitzis so that it should be potentially usable again. But the Chai Adam says, since doing so is very time-consuming, cumbersome, and it's not even necessarily likely that you're going to use those tzitzis again, that's considered enough of a tircha that you shouldn't have to do it. Sif Yutes. Vafil tzitzis shenifslu min asir min atalus, even tzitzis that became posel and you took them off the talus. Lo yizrukeim l'ashba, don't throw them into the garbage, mishum bizri mitzvah. V'yesh medadikim l'gonzim b'sefer, though those that put them into a sefer, last them sima b'sefer. And as the Makar Chaim explains, it doesn't mean that the place to put them away is in the sefer. That's not what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch means to say. What he means to say is, use it as a bookmark in the sefer, mishum, and the reason to use it this way is mishum des avibu zimna mitzvah chod zimna, since it was once used for mitzvah, was avibu mitzvah chrita should be used again. The gamma talus shenishyashna, similarly a talus that got used, vein lov sha'oid lemitzvah, is not being worn anymore for a mitzvah. Lo yisavim by tashmi shaguna, don't do something which is inappropriate to do with something that was originally used for a mitzvah. Uposhet, the mutter lasses metalis godl talis cotton. One could take his talis godl and turn it into a talis cotton instead of course throwing it out. Sifchof. In Baba Shabbos, the basic Knesset, if somebody comes to shul on Shabbos, and he finds that his tzitzis is possible, he has no one to borrow a talus from, and he's embarrassed to sit there without wearing a talus, since on Shabbos he's not able to tie on new tzitzis, out of respect that he shouldn't be sitting there without a talus, mutar lo libush a talus kach, he's allowed to sit there wearing the talus that way, v'loy yivarchala, but don't make a brach on it, b'madvar mamurim, however, when is this leniency in place, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, sh'loy noida lo kodem Shabbos shenifsala, when he was not aware of this before Shabbos, avlam yod kodem Shabbos shenifsala, if he was aware that the tzitzis was possible before Shabbos, and now he wore it, also lafshay, he has no right to wear it, because da'ilay l'sakim esmoil, he should have fixed it from yesterday. And here we learn, the Mishnah Berurah says, how we have to be careful not to check the tzitzis on Shabbos, because if we check them, we may come to tighten the knot, which is perhaps issa d'raisa, and separating them also involves an iser, and therefore the right thing to do is to check the tzitzis Friday, the talus, or Motzei Shabbos before you put it away. If somebody wears a beggar that's chayv and tzitzis without any tzitzis on it, hareiz a bitl mitzvah asay, he has violated mitzvah asay, and therefore we have to be careful with certain garments, hasuyim ba'ofen she'eshlam arba knofes, that are made, that have on them four corners. Tzrichim l'achtoi karen achas. We have to cut one of the corners. Shtei gulot should be round. Aval of a kafla as a karen. You didn't cut the corner, making it round. You just bent it over. The tafra b'inyan shneiros kagula. So it just looks round. Loi mahani. That wouldn't be satisfactory. The kol mash lechotcha adayim b'chlal abegadu. As long as you didn't cut it, It's still considered part of the beged. The godla oynish mavatl mitzvah tzitzis, and the punishment for violating the mitzvah tzitzis is very serious. The azar v'mitzvah tzitzis, somebody who's careful in the mitzvah tzitzis, zoich v'roi pnei shechina, will be zoich to see the shechina. The question is, why is a scarf not chayiv in tzitzis? It has four corners. So the Shaila Meisha says that if you have all four corners in front of you, that's not considered a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis. Another reason the Marsham says why it's not chayiv in tzitzis is because the scarf, even though it may be a large scarf, but the way it's worn just folded up in front over your neck. And when it's worn in that fashion, folded over around your neck, then it doesn't have the proper shear of tzitzis. And since it's meant and made to be worn that way, that's why it's not considered a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis.